The African Union has postponed until the end of August an aid conference for the drought and famine-ridden Horn of Africa. It had been due to start next week. Meanwhile, the International Committee of the Red Cross yesterday announced plans to more than double its budget to feed starving Somalis, particularly thousands of children suffering from a confluence of drought, violence and internal politics. The news came just a day after the United Nations said the famine is spreading to more regions of Somalia. Charles Collins has the latest.
The United Nations has appealed for $1.4 billion to help the drought victims, and it warns that the famine in southern Somalia will continue to spread without immediate intervention. Relief agencies say at least 12 million people in the region are in need of food aid, including more than 3 million in Somalia who need immediate help to prevent them from dying. Grania Maloney, an analyst for the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization, says thousands of people are dying from hunger or malnutrition.
Compared to the 1991-92 famine, it's similar in the sense that we're starting at the same point, but I think we can still prevent a lot more deaths. The official number of deaths from the 1991-92 famine is 220,000. We don't have an exact number for now, and we won't, but we're not looking at that level now, so we still can prevent a lot of unnecessary deaths.
One problem is that the Islamic militant group Al-Shabaab, which controls much of southern Somalia, insists there is no famine and has banned all aid groups but the International Committee of the Red Cross. United States Secretary of State Hillary Clinton appealed Thursday for Islamic militants in Somalia to allow aid groups unrestricted access to areas of the country under their control.
Al-Shabaab militants have deliberately blocked the delivery of food assistance in an area of south central Somalia, which is under direct or indirect control of Al-Shabaab. And that also includes some areas of Mogadishu and its environs. It is particularly tragic that during the holy month of Ramadan, Al-Shabaab are preventing assistance to the most vulnerable populations in Somalia, namely children, including infants, girls and women who are attempting to bring themselves and those children to safety and to the potential of being fed before more deaths occur. I call on Al-Shabaab to allow assistance to be delivered in an absolutely unfettered way throughout the area that they currently control, so that as many lives as possible can be saved.
Clinton also announced that Jill Biden, the wife of Vice President Joe Biden, would lead a U.S. fact-finding mission to neighboring Kenya to inspect relief efforts. I'm Charles Collins.